More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. As always, I am joined by the man himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
What about the people at JulieLand.com?
The people, the crew. Where are the interns today?
They're out working.
Now, we're recording on a Sunday, and yes. Are they normally here?
To fulfill my needs, yes.
Do you have them tied up somewhere?
No, they just run my errands, go to Domino's Pizza.
What? Wait. What's
Chipotle.
Her name?
Chantal?
Yeah, where is she?
It's Sunday. She's got the day off.
I keep hearing about the tits, and I want to see them.
They're huge.
Okay, that being said, we brought some people in that are not the interns, although we can have them on sometime. Today, we are going to be talking about bondage, and I brought in a man who I'm going to say self-described, but it could be wrong, is a pro-villain, Mr. Tim Woodman.
Yeah, I made that shit up myself.
That's always good. That's what we do as well. And as well as you may have heard giggle, we brought in Alex Chance, who is a friend of the show, and she's actually, from what I understand through the interwebs, has been tied up or tortured or touched by Mr. Woodman.
Wow.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Cool.
Touched sounds wrong.
Well, I
molested.
I actually did a little bit of research, which I rarely do, and we all know. And I looked on your website, which is a Clips for Sale store, and I saw some stuff, and I saw Alex Chance's name, so I went and looked, and I didn't see anything that was too violent, but, you know. So how about you tell me, let's go with this. I know very little about this. You tell me what you do.
I was waiting for you to go. What does BND S&M stand for? Let's start with the basics.
Okay, wait.
Bondage,
disfigurement. Wait.
Is it discipline?
Kids today. Dismemberment, depending on the website.
There we go. Nice.
Douchebag.
Okay.
BDSM is a catch-all term that came into being around the same time the internet did. It's bondage and discipline. In the middle part, DS, dominance and submission. Last part, SM, sadism, masochism.
Thank you. Okay.
It's a little early. Only one cup of coffee.
Yeah. Understood.
It just kind of means all the kinky stuff, though.
Sure.
It all gets thrown in there.
So it's a whole generalized term for basically covers everything that has to do with not vanilla sex at home.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So what do you specialize in then?
I specialize in almost all of that stuff from before that was an acronym. Professionally, though, I'm a bad guy. Just like a bad guy in a normal movie, except with more tits and pussy eating and blowjobs and stuff.
Well, there we go.
You need a bad guy. Somebody's got to catch the girl, tie her up, throw her on the train tracks, and cackle with glee until she gets rescued by whoever.
Hence the name pro-villain. So
I'm a professional villain.
You're a villain, and you make money at this.
Yes, people pay me to abduct porn stars.
Does anyone ever rescue the girl?
They occasionally escape. Yeah. Sometimes they get away. I had a custom video. This one guy hired me several times to get different fetish models, and I'd tie them up and set off some time bomb or something, and they'd get away at the last second and bite through the fuse.
Oh, wait, did you have the mustache and the curly mustache?
I'm not proud of it.
But you were paid money to do it.
I was paid money. The clown suit was a low point, to be honest.
Was Dick Chibbles involved?
No.
So how long have you been doing this then?
Long enough that I could legally fuck my career.
Wow.
Over 18 years in the business now.
Very nice.
I can fuck people who were born after I started doing this.
Now, was this a lifestyle before you got into porn?
Like 5 minutes before. Literally almost hand in hand.
So it was, they started and then all of a sudden the camera got brought out 5 minutes later and now you're doing
kinda
porn.
Kind of, yeah. I had a girlfriend at the time and I introduced her to some friends of mine who said, "Could we put her in a bondage video?" And I'm like, "What's a bondage video?" I knew nothing. And they brought us over, had us over for dinner. And at the time, this was way before.
I'm trying to think 18. I can't do the math, but 18 years ago is 1995,
96.
Yeah, okay.
April 96 was my first shoot I was ever involved in.
Wow.
And it was really tame stuff back then because you couldn't do bondage and sex at the same time. Mm-hmm. You still can't on a DVD.
Sure. Right.
You can have bondage or sex because it's regulated.
How does that one company get away with it then?
They don't mail them. It's the USPS. It's a post office that enforces that shit. Once the internet came along, then they're like, "Well, you can't stop us."
Yeah, I mean, but
you still can't
put
a DVD in the mail that has those two things in one.
Exactly, and pretty much anything that has to do with fisting, anything like that, you can't. Anything that could be considered obscene, can't do.
Can't mail.
Exactly,
right.
And then when you go to the hardcore stuff, where it's the child porn, that kind of stuff, of course, is illegal on any platform. But I mean, the
do
idea
you know about
fisting,
child porn?
I don't.
You sure?
Or shitting, or technically pissing or squirting, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Pipe down, guest two.
We have this conversation all the time. There's a difference.
We're talking about bondage now.
Okay. I've squirted.
I feel dominant right now. Wait, there, cut her mic.
Did you see that?
I tied it.
Cut her mic.
I'm gonna cut. So I got a question. So my first question is, because I know a lot of dominatrixes for the last 25 plus years. My question is, like, so then you got into it, and then who did you learn from to do all this stuff? Was it kind of self-taught? Was it just by watching?
And if somebody's self-taught in bondage, run screaming into the night. Don't.
I can't agree more.
That's dangerous stuff if you do it wrong. I was taught by the best in the business. At the time, that was Lorelei, who, not Lorelei Lee in San Francisco, there's another Lorelei here in the Valley, who actually worked on the first ever paid membership porn website, Danny's Hard Drive, if you remember that.
Oh, I do. They've done it in Culver City.
She helped create that. And then she opened the first ever paid bondage membership site.
What was that?
And that was back when it was all photos. It's called bedroombondage.com.
I remember
it's still
it.
Up. And she was selling photos only because nobody had the bandwidth for video yet. And she was grossing $20,000 a month at one point.
Yeah, it's like all it's like a couple of those other early on bondage guys, like what's his
there
name?
Was a great
Jim moment. Weathers yep. and like all these people that were just doing all this early. It was just photos, but it was all really early, really, really,
it was
early.
A great
you
all paid
that much for photos?
$10 a month memberships.
Yeah,
but
they
had
insane. Yeah.
Thousands
at the
of
height of Danny.com, it was making a shitload
incredible,
of money.
Incredible. Incredible stuff.
Because there's no
So I learned from Lorelei. I learned from Darla Crane, who's still in the business.
I love
is
her.
Is she not the most amazing woman?
She is amazing. I would let her do bad things to me.
And she would do them well.
She would.
So I learned from the best at the time. And I was very fortunate to. And I also joined the lifestyle here in Los Angeles. There's some awesome lifestyle fetish clubs. They don't look the same as us, lifestylers in general, and I'm going to get smacked for this, but they're usually wider than they are tall, and they're not always, they're normal people who are into kink.
Yeah, that's the fattest man in the room.
I've been around that kind of stuff. I've experienced swingers and all that kind
some
of crazy
of them,
stuff.
Some of them are pretty, most of them.
Nah, I've been six
but
times.
But that's where the
I've
skills
to,
are.
I'd have been to hedonism six times, and I can tell you stories that I won't, but I,
but that's where
I've
the
seen things
are.
That I want to forget.
So wait, so then let's go with the psychology of this. I do see a psychiatrist and a psychologist, so I'm interested in this part of it. Is do you think size, looks, anything like that brought them into this?
That'd be a case by case.
Yeah.
Every person I've ever talked to, and I do a lot of panels and discussion groups for colleges and groups of psychiatrists and a lot of other people on the subject, every one of them has a different answer.
Exactly.
And usually more than one answer, you know, depending on how they're feeling that. You know, part of it was I always wanted to do this. Part of it was some experience that some movie I saw or whatever. Everybody's got 1,000 reasons.
Right. Sure. So it's not necessarily the fat kid that got teased in school that's going, I'm going to exact my revenge on women.
If anything, I would say larger people, the sex is better when there's more spanking and smacking and stuff involved. The sensation play, they're drawn to it. That's only anecdotally. That's only from my own experience.
Sure.
I know girls that can come from spanking and they're not small girls.
Right. It's funny you say, because like I said, I've been around this for over 25 years, and I've learned, I had to learn too. I don't really do anything, but I wanted to learn so I understand the mentality behind it.
Did you kind of just say you don't inhale?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I just
take, I tie up interns.
Let's put it this way. I got to analyze the scariest one, the scariest days of my life was Claire Adams.
Claire.
And we all love Claire. And she scared the shit out of me one day we were having a talk, we were shooting, and I said to her, like, I'm not into this. In my personal life, I'm not even close into this stuff. And she's like, yeah, but I know what you're into. And I was like, no, you go away. Like, I'm trying to, like, brush her off. Like, you don't know shit. And then she sat there and spent an hour, like, analyzing me. And then I was, like, walked away with tears. Going, oh, you know. Oh, my God. And she was like, knew exactly.
She's a smart one.
Oh, that girl's, like, her brain is thinking.
I got to tie her up.
Did you?
I did. That was a nice day.
Wow. And one of my ex-interns who started out, I won't name her name here, but I'll tell you later, is that she started out as my little intern, and then literally after she quit, like 2 years later, she was full-on dom. Because I introduced her to Claire, and then she got into the lifestyle, and next thing you know, she's dating this guy, and full-on dom, and went down the road.
It's fun stuff. I love it.
Is that a road or a rabbit hole?
I'm going to say rabbit hole. And you're in Wonderland on the other side for damn sure.
Well, speaking of doms, female, in this industry, relationships change within minutes. So I'm going to go with, I believe we have a mutual friend.
More than one.
This Asian chick named Mika Tan.
Oh, Mika. God, I love her.
There
she's
we go.
She's been in the business for like 3 months longer than me.
Yeah. I love Mika.
Or 3 months shorter. I don't remember. Pretty much
and
the same amount
of time. I started off as a fan of Mika's in the early 2000s, and then we become friends over the years, and you know her office was right next door to mine. And so I've heard the stories about what she does, and she does more than normal Dom stuff, and then she goes to the more extreme, and not to out her in some of the things that she does, but she goes to the more extreme.
Oh,
it's
yes,
not
she
sex.
Does.
It's not anything like that.
I know
she
things.
Goes and beats the shit out of people in some cases.
And there's other things.
Oh, way other, yeah.
So, which we're not naming because that would be inappropriate
no, but,
and rude.
But I know tons of pro-doms, tons mm-hmm. of them, actually. And the things, the stories they tell me and the craziness that goes on and with the people and the celebrities and all that crazy
there
stuff.
There are release forms.
Yeah, it's just
the,
crazy.
The most important thing to remember, though, is that it's not just consensual, it's craved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when done right and done well, it's extreme. I don't like to use the word pain, it's extreme sensation.
Mm-hmm. And, am I wrong to say, though, that like I've always felt talking to all these girls and talking to everybody in the business, being around it, and being the fact that my best friend is Bobby Starr, and things, the conversations I've had with her and Aiden Starr and everybody.
Oh, Aiden.
And, you know, and oh the things God. That I always tell people, like, my conclusion, if I had to generalize, which I don't like doing, but if I had to, I always tell people, it's all mental. It's all a mental thing. It's such.
The body becomes a prop.
Yeah.
Which is true for almost everything. Sex yeah. happens between your ears, not between your legs.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such the mental thing that the people get like into or mm-hmm. it's what like I said what my because I always say my fetish I always said I never had a fetish but then Claire told me my fetish is the voyeurism of me creating this art and I said to her oh God yes that's true and you know like so but it's like I always felt like it's such the mental thing it's all about mental like
absolutely
that's the most like important part of the whole thing.
Now what I was gonna actually because you have tied up Alex
sure
and for the three listeners that pay attention. She is my girlfriend. So I have no, it's all good. Don't worry. You can beat her up. It's fine. Nah. I may hire you.
You pay me extra.
But you know, so Alex,
since you can't hit her.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. So the question
like
is
Game of Thrones.
We're now going to throw in Game of Thrones references. Do you like being tied up?
I do. My first experience with it was a really lighter kind of thing for a company called Superbound, which does light bondage type, kind of similar to yours without any sort of sex. So it's just
yeah,
like the, oh, you know, it's, oh, I captured you and I tied you up and put you in the closet. And
damsel in distress stuff.
Damsel in distress. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. And then I did a scene for kink.com, Public Disgrace, and I did it with Donna. Because Donna was the only one I met and really trusted to completely take care of me in that situation. Because with bondage is a lot about trust.
Oh,
because
it's so much. Yeah.
You
I
are,
think that's number one thing, right?
Yeah, you Absolutely. Are trusting when you are tied up and you aren't able to get out of a situation that they are going to take care of you and make sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of audience members. It was actually at the Armory at Kink. And she kept on checking on me mm-hmm. just to make sure that I was okay. Is the rope comfortable? Is this? Is that? She fisted me. It was awesome. And then she
Wait, I don't think I knew about that.
You did.
I probably didn't.
Okay, she fisted
memory.
Me. It was great.
Wait, in your butt?
No, in my pussy. And I squirted everywhere, and then she wiped my hair and Alice Frost's hair in it. It was awesome. It's probably the hardest core scene I've ever done. It was really, really great. She tied my tits up and suspended them in the ceiling. That was pretty cool.
Look at the look on your face.
So
like,
let's go with...
like, where do I find that scene?
No, let's just go with... I always love talking about my sex life, but she's usually not here. I think
yours lasts like 2 minutes.
I think it was like four last night. I think I held out a little bit. But yeah, I mean, our sex life at home is nothing like
that. Well, whose fault is that? That's yours.
Yeah, probably.
Hire a midget or two.
I know, that's what I thought. But one thing I was going to bring up that is something that I know Alex likes, and since she just talked about getting fisted, it's okay, is she likes getting choked. Mm. And here's the thing, though, is she wants me to, but I'm hesitant. Let's
I
go with that.
Hesitant.
Because I don't know how to do it properly. Now, I know there
You're
are people that
man.
Can literally
Very
go
smart.
Up and go and knock people out. It's like Spock on the shoulder, and they're out. And I look at it and go, okay, I can put a little bit of pressure. I can do a little bit, but I don't want to go that one
there's
millimeter
two
too far.
Two very important things there. One, yeah, there you can learn to do it. I can put you in touch with people that can teach you the art of sensual choking. And two, recognize that not all fantasies need to be fulfilled.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Well, I like light choking.
If you put your hand around her neck and she holds her breath, everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You choke her out and she gets brain damage or dies, nobody's happy.
Like, I don't want to necessarily pass out, but I just want the, the light kind of asphyxiation.
But like, would you not agree? Because this is my philosophy on it after all these years, too. It's like, I don't try, you look at any of my photos, anytime I've done anything that's serious BDSM, I always have a pro there to do it for me.
Sure.
My light bondage is I use, bondage tape and kind of play around. I would never do anything choking, anything, because accidents do happen and you don't want to be the one time when something stupid. And then I've also heard people talk about you should always have somebody else there because it's like safety first, period. Absolutely. I think any website, any professional company, as well as any personal stuff, safety is number one.
So, right? Richard, are you saying you're going to come home to my place and you'll watch us?
You said there needs to be somebody.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I just said I didn't get that merit badge as a Boy Scout on first aid, so I don't know.
He squeezed too hard. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
with
I'll call the cops. I'll be the one that calls the cops.
Exactly. Yes, with
911.
With safety, with him when he had me and a tie Tim behind my back. You always have to make sure, there's proper circulation and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's it's crazy everything that actually goes into what you guys as the fans see.
Oh yeah, it's an hour of prep for a 10-minute scene, easily. Bondage, you work so much harder for so much less money than regular porn. It's embarrassing when we realize how little we make and how hard we work.
No, you do actual performing, but do you also work for companies where all you do is tie people up and you don't appear on camera at all?
Yes, I do that a lot, actually. I'm behind scenes rigger. Rigor is the term if you're tying someone up but not molesting them.
Ooh, I'm going to be putting my first partial suspension next month with Lord Morpheus.
Excellent.
I'm excited, which is more the glamcore bondage.
Nothing wrong with that. I shoot everything from glamour's beautiful just girl tied up by herself all the way through rape and murder and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, actually, I had this on my list. Funny enough. Specifically on your website, I saw that you have a list of fantasies. There was a whole... But
I use bad words.
But what's funny is this was brought up on a previous show with Asa Akira. Rape and murder fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of person are asking
with
for
Asa Akira.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
She was very much... She's into the fantasy aspect of it. Do you find that there are a lot of women that seem to be into it? Do you hear that?
I have access to a lot of academic information because of who I'm with in my real life. Mm-hmm. And it is the second most popular fantasy among women polled around the world is rape fantasy, right after multiple partners, which is the same for guys, actually.
Yeah, see.
Think
about it.
No, but it's true. I put it this way. In my 40 years of shooting, that in my not so scientific poll, because I have all my friends are girls, I'd say a good 80% of them is all about I want to be raped, but I want it to be.
It's an inflammatory word, but you have to recognize the force fantasy or ravishment fantasy or rape fantasy is everything from Fabio on the cover of a romance novel all the way through to something that Rob Zombie might have written. Everything in between. Right. It's not necessarily, bring out the gimp from Pulp Fiction.
But it's so funny, though. But you're right, though. So many... automatically you hear the word rape, you think...
You go to a dark place.
Yeah, but it's so many girls I know through the years.
But force fantasy can be the guy staring at her with such rapture and fascination that he grabs her and rips her bodice open and throws her to the ground and fucks her without ever asking her first.
See, that's hot.
That's hot, right? Mm. And that's still rape fantasy. It's just romance novel version rape fantasy.
I've also done the kind of extreme past murder porn.
Mm-hmm.
Necroporn. There's a company called Psycho Thrillers.
Yeah, I'm aware of them.
probably some of the weirdest I've ever done. They kill you and then fuck you when you're dead.
I wish I could say that's the weirdest I've ever done, but that doesn't even scratch the surface anymore.
I don't like whipped cream anymore that much because of them. There was an incident with my face being put in it, and then it was the can was kind of shoved down my throat, and that's what killed me. And then he fucked me, and I was all whipped creamy.
That sounds pretty lame to me.
But yeah, no, it was. I've been killed in probably 15 or 20 different ways for them, somewhere around there.
And I wonder how many times I've fantasized about that. Usually, whenever
fantasy is really popular.
Yeah, whenever we decide to try and figure out dinner, there's the fantasy of I will stab her with a spork from KFC. With a spork.
Is it? Wouldn't it be from Taco Bell?
No, I don't need
that's
a Taco
the
Bell.
Classic sporks.
Well, I think,
do they have sporks at KFC?
I think that, but yes. I think that it's funny to me is that it is such the mental thing, and like I said, all my years of doing what I do, it's like it's the conversations I've had. It's amazing to me how girls of all just like. Oh, I want this roughness and I want this, you know, to be raped. But then I'm like,
with someone you know and trust.
Exactly. And then it's all of a sudden it turns into that, yeah, but then afterwards I want to cuddle. I'm always like, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Wasn't it kind of the, remind me what the fantasy was with What I Did With You?
We did a rape
fantasy. I think it was a rape fantasy.
It was mild. I mean, there wasn't guns involved. It was kind of a blackmail professor student kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And an intruder. I broke in wearing a ski mask.
Oh, I saw
we were shooting
that,
and there was no air conditioning and it was summer and it was 100,000 degrees. And you were such a good sport because it was a really hard day.
I was just there the other day getting tied up and tickled. And I was like, I forgot how hot it was in here.
Oh, God. But you were, and I'm wearing a ski mask. And it's just 1,000 degrees in there. But yeah, we did an intruder break in and we did a school girl professor kind of thing.
It's like my fantasy is to be in a nice cool room.
Oh my God. Yeah. Air conditioning.
That was our fantasy.
Air conditioning. Top fetish.
Like a sex in a nice cool room with a nice comfortable bed. Woo! Fetish.
Now I have a question / suggestion. Dick, you're going to love this.
Go ahead.
So candle wax. I saw a picture. I
did a lot of that recently. Yeah.
And I saw a picture and then I saw it as one of the fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, what's up with that?
Well,
I've seen it before. No, I've seen it before over the years. You know, people do it.
It's two things. One, if you're using white candles and you do candle wax, it looks like the most awesome bukkake scene ever. Okay. She just looks like she's covered in gallons of cum. Two, it's a very sensory thing. I mean, people do that in spas.
Sure.
The hot wax hits your skin and stays hot for a while and then kind of soaks in and it's like this massage kind of a thing. And a couple of moments of, ow, that's really hot, and then just this warm jacuzzi bath-like surreal experience. It's very sensual for the person receiving it.
Now, my question as a recent incident that just happened, have you ever used Pop-Tarts to burn anyone?
On purpose? No.
The hot filling
burn
of Pop-Tarts.
Self with them.
Because I recently damaged my hand very badly.
Pop-Tarts are brutal.
Second degree burns.
Like full-on blisters.
Yes. He owns the website Pop-Tart. BDS.
That's what I'm saying. It is a suggestion.
We burn girls with Pop-Tarts.
And just so you know, if you do burn yourself, Kellogg's will send you a case of Pop-Tarts and a box of Frosted
Flakes.
No, they'll
actually send you money.
They'll send you enough money
to
cover that.
Nice.
And so no Pop-Tarts.
We always used to say Pop-Tarts. That was our slang for the Britney Spears of the week. The new chick on TV is a Pop-Tart.
Oh, that's good. Nice.
I like that.
Selena, whatever. Yeah. Pop-Tarts.
You're a villain, so does that mean you have a villain's lair?
I do have a villain's lair. It's actually a very small section of my closet, but it does have a secret door leading into the bedroom.
Hmm. Is it crooked? Is it like slanted to the right a little bit?
Only if you turn the camera that way.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, with Batman, all
got
the villains,
in there.
All the Batmans, they have the cockeyed, you know?
Now, I did a Joker porn. I did a Batman porn. We did it. I don't use the word parody because it's too small for that.
I was just going to say, like, do you have minions and do they wear the shirts with their names on it, you know, like the Penguin?
I would love that. I don't have the budget, but I'd love to do that one time.
Get some interns.
Yeah, I did a thing. It was me and Kiki Dare and Stacey Burke and Caroline Pierce and this guy who goes by the name Ogre, which is not very descriptive.
Oh, is that Dungeon?
No, not that Ogre. There's like three Ogres. This one's from like St. Louis someplace. And he dressed up as Two-Face, and I was the Joker, and we had Catwoman and Batgirl.
What was Kiki dressed up as?
She was Batgirl.
Okay.
And then Caroline Pierce was Poison Ivy, and we did this whole thing with bondage and blowjobs and whips and whaps, and it was really
cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it was great.
Nice. We're still trying to figure out what Batman character Alex can be. I've not dug into the...
Or what Batman character or what anime character?
I'm going with which Batman character.
Vicky Vale.
It's all about the fantasy. It's all
Batgirl,
about the...
So you seem right for Batgirl. You've got the kind of... You could easily look like the commissioner's daughter.
Ooh.
And you could easily look badass when you put on the latex. I could see
okay, so
Batgirl.
There we go. We're going to work on a Batman fantasy for Mo.
And then I'll tie you up and attach you to a submarine torpedo or some shit like that. And Mo will be like, will that girl get away?
All the same bat voice. Time.
Yeah, we can totally do that.
I'm scared.
Oh, I've hung girls over vats of boiling acid.
It's like,
nice.
It's like, well, I'm just kidding.
I feel like you should
boiling
do the
dry
voice.
Ice.
I
you know?
Feel like it's all of a sudden turned into me TV. Like, channel. It's like, that's what we're doing. Meporn.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, Tim, I really appreciate you coming out. All
had a
the
great
way
time. Thanks.
Here. So tell me, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, if you can spell it right, I'm pro villain everywhere. For whatever reason, people spell villain backwards, I-A-N. That would be villain.
That's I not actually
a word.
Have
spell it?
A-I-N, V-I-L-L-A-I-N, pro villain.
I actually wrote down V-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Yeah, everybody, I have to buy that.
So I would not
do it.
I don't spell. I went to art school.
You need
not
to have
fancy
it auto,
American
you need to have
school.
It,
I'm gonna have to buy and redirect it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's provillain.com. Yeah. It's Twitter/provillain. I'm on Tumblr. And FetLife. Do you know what FetLife is?
No, I've never heard.
Well, you gotta check out
FetLife.
FetLife is like
it,
Facebook
but.
For kinky people. It's the same thing, but for us, it's the BDSM Facebook. It's a really great site. FetLife.com.
Okay. And Alex, where can we find you?
LeaveSexToChance.com is where you can find my more fetishy side. It's my clips for sale store.
I love
Alex,
that website.
AlexChanceXXX.com. At Alex Chance Triple X on Twitter and Alex Chance XOXO on the Facebook.
Where can we find you? Like in the bedroom?
Dick, do you have anything to plug?
Your darkest desires.
Find her in her bedroom.
Oh, exactly.
You, bedroom. I'm in there a lot.
Cool. Do you have any plugs, Mr. Avery?
None whatsoever.
Okay, well, my name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at Mo Triple X, or as people like to call me, as Mox. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, which is presented by JulieLand.com. Thanks for listening.